My friends, Friday celebrates the great feast of the birth of Mary. When we celebrate this feast, we're celebrating salvation. And the early fathers of the church saw the birthday of Mary as the dawn of salvation. Because, of course, as Mother Teresa would love to summarize, no Mary, no Jesus. I'm really calling you to do something in your families to celebrate this birth. It's so important for our children that they know that mom and dad takes the time to either make a birthday cake or to sing her happy birthday. Something that the kids can see tangibly that we do celebrate Mary as a family member and on her birthday. Even though, of course, we're not saying that September 8th, the church is not saying it, it's actually the day of her birth, but it celebrates her birth. And we want to do that too. So for all the love, for the endless graces we've received from our Blessed Mother, let's make sure we do something to celebrate her birth that's tangible, that refers and relates to our family as a true family member. I'd also encourage you, as a gift to Our Lady for her birthday, send a petition in to Pope Francis for the proclamation of her role as our spiritual mother. You can go to Crown Mary. In less than a minute, you can send a petition that will go to Pope Francis for the proclamation, encouraging him to crown Our Lady with this special and final Marian dogma. So go to crownmary.com, send a petition in to the Holy Father. This has been a movement in the church and also something Our Lady has asked for specifically in Church-Approved Apparitions of Amsterdam, confirmed in the Church-Approved Apparitions in Akita, Japan. This is something Our Lady has said is a requirement for world peace. So let's be about that process. Thank you. God bless.